All right, now we're talking with Triton High School hockey coach Ryan Sheehan. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very good, Coach. And you've got to be feeling pretty good with this, you know, the first win in your first game. But before we talk about that, let's talk a little bit about preseason and what you were expecting from your kids coming out. How'd that all shake down a couple of weeks ago?
It went well. We had a lot of returners from last year, so we kind of had an idea of who was going to show up at tryouts. So, you know, most of the returners are back, and you know, it was that a lot of the guys know exactly what we're trying to do, and you know, I think they want to have a good season. So,
all right, I want to start with your captains, Braden McDonald and Jack Lindholm. Do I have that right?
That's correct.
All right, so tell me a little about those guys.
Braden is a senior. He's been in the program 4 years. Leader, you know, pretty much unanimously voted a captain in all three sports, and a kid that we can rely on to play big minutes defensively for us. Mm-hmm. And I think this year, you know, with a little more confidence, he's going to really help out offensively as well. Jack Lindholm is a junior captain. I mean, he's been playing for us since his freshman year. I think he's one of the better defensemen in the league. He can move, you know, he moves the puck well. He can shoot it pretty well. And bigger this year, so hopefully. Hello?
Yeah, I'm losing you. I'm losing you, Ryan. Lost you a couple of times.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Tell me again about Jack. It all went dark when you started talking about Jack.
I apologize. Well, Jack is a junior captain. He's been with us for 3 years. He played a lot of minutes as a freshman, and mm-hmm. you know, he's going to play a lot of minutes for us as a junior. He skates very well, handles the puck well. You know, he got a lot bigger this year, so hopefully that will help in the defensive zone for us. But you know, I expect a big year for Jack. I think he's one of the better defensemen in the league.
Coach, over the years I've seen teams that have real success, they seem to have a quarterback back there on defense. And by that I mean, you know, they're not only good defensemen, but they can also control the puck, getting it out of the zone. Is either one of those guys one of those types?
Yeah, he is. He absolutely is. And he's got, you know, as he's gotten older, he's getting more confidence. And like you said, a quarterback, he's got to be a quarterback on the power play and, you know, a quarterback in the defensive zone. And, you know, when stuff breaks down, he's got the legs to, you know, take it on his own on occasion. So, he's good to have.
Looks like a nice blend of seniors and, a few juniors.
Yep. The junior class is relatively small. We have a pretty big sophomore class who played big minutes last year as freshmen and took their lumps, so hopefully they're ready to go this year.
I'm seeing his name, Marenghi. I know it looks like he's a freshman, but is he one of the Marenghis from down Linfield way?
I think there's some relation. Yes, I think he's a cousin. He's a goalie. He's a sophomore this year. He'll split time with Wes Rollins. He looks polished, and so does Wes. So, we have some two confident goalies back there.
All right, and the style of play for you guys. I don't even know how to ask the right question in terms of that, because everybody wants to get the puck out of the zone. And the main thing is with kids, especially, it's having your forwards understanding what to do on when they don't have the puck to play defense.
Right. Yeah, I mean, there's obviously places to play in the defensive zone and things like that, but our main thing is you just want to have a relentless attack and pursue the puck and actively go retrieve it so that you can go play the other way. So that's kind of our mentality in the defensive zone.
Talk with a few coaches in the league so far, talking with John Gardner, and he always mentions Triton as a thorn in Linfield's side, and, of course, Newburyport, North Reading. What do you see at the top of the league this year, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, Linfield again, you know, they were very good last year. I assume they're going to be good again this year. They have one of the better players in the league back. So, you know, they'll be right there in the end, I think. Newburyport, a thorn in our side, always tough. So, you know, they'll be in the towards the top of our league. And North Reading has some talent, and you know, I think it's pretty. There's some parity in our league, I think.
Oh, no question. And Cape Ann League is so competitive all over the place. Now, your win against Rockport was that was up in Gloucester, right?
Up in Gloucester, yeah, last night.
All right, tell me a little bit about the highlights in that one.
We had a couple good individual efforts from Tyler Egan, who's a senior forward. You know, he walked the defenseman, came in, tucked it on the goalie to, you know, I think it was maybe 20 seconds into the game. So
oh,
that
my
was,
goodness.
that was a good start. And then we had some balanced scoring, which was good. We had a few from our top line, a few from our second line, and a few from our third line. So that's hopefully what we can rely on this year is three solid balanced lines.
Early in the season, how's discipline first game so far? Because those two-minute penalties, I think, are brutal.
Brutal. They are brutal, especially with 15-minute periods. Mm-hmm. Exactly right. But discipline has been good so far. I mean, so far so good when you win your first game. But, you know, when the going gets tough, hopefully we stay disciplined, and I think we can do that. It's good leadership.
Okay. Now, you jump right into the fire on Saturday against Linfield, and that is that's down there, right?
Yep. That's Peabody, yep.
All right, so again, tell me a little bit again what you might expect from Linfield, and then we'll talk a little bit about the tournament.
I expect a you know, a very polished team, very good on special teams. They're going to come in waves. They have a lot of bodies, and I think it's going to be a really good game. I think we have a balanced attack. They have a balanced attack with a couple key guys that like we said, quarterbacks of the team, to kind of lead the way. So I think it'll be a really good game.
All right. And finally, Coach, in terms of this time of year, you know, there's distractions, of course, with the holidays, the kids out of school and so on. But you got four games coming up, it looks like, in about a six-day period. So how do you prepare the kids for that?
Yeah, I mean, they're prepared to play. We you know, hopefully we try and practice like we play.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, every day you take your lumps and you play, you make practice as game-like as possible. And you know, you can go through those tough stretches against these good teams and hopefully come out with a few wins and unscathed as much as possible.
Great meeting you and talking with you, Coach. I'm gonna bug you throughout the course of the year. But in the meantime, good luck and be well.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ryan. Take care.
All right, well,
bye-bye. That's Ryan Sheehan, who is the hockey coach at Triton High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.